As you probably know, the United States is divided into 50 small pieces of land called states. Three of these states are called Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. In this tour, I will mention these three states. I am currently living in the state of Nebraska, which is just across a river from the state of Iowa. This river is named after the state of Missouri and is called the Missouri River. Below is a map of the middle part of the USA showing these three states. On this map, locate Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and the city of Omaha, Nebraska, where I am currently living. In my first walking tour of Omaha, I covered two sculpture parks. In this walking tour, I am going to cover a man-made stream that runs down through the middle of the city, and a walking bridge that spans the Missouri River between Nebraska and Iowa. I parked my car downtown on Douglas Street, and began my walking tour at a statue named Heritage. A heritage is what our predecessors leave to us when they die. In other words, what we inherit from those that lived before us. In this case, perhaps the heritage that our predecessors left us was the product of their hard work, developed farmland, and a community of people that later developed into the city of Omaha. This statue is located along Douglas Street. Behind it is a man-made stream or miniature river that runs through the middle of the downtown area. Looking upstream, the water source of this stream starts at a concrete cascading waterfall. Along this stream are trees that provide shade for sidewalks and bridges across the stream. Looking downstream, you can see a walkway and the curve of the stream as it flows through town. Note that paper trash tends to collect in the stream. Below is a small walking bridge for crossing to the other side of the stream. Along the stream's walkways are artwork benches, for sitting down to rest and admire the tranquil downtown scene. The stream passes underneath some city streets. Below is a small square lake with some flowers and artwork around it. Below, you are looking upstream at a series of cascading waterfall steps in the stream's flow. Near the end of the cascading steps is a larger lake area where you can buy a ticket to ride around in a boat. This lake has a water fountain and flocks of ducks and geese with a couple of swans. Below is a small island in the lake where ducks hang out. Below is a World War II memorial monument. It has four main elements: a soldier greeting his kids upon returning from the war, symbolizing separation from family; a woman called Rosie the Riveter, symbolizing a can-do attitude. When all the men went to fight in World War II, there were very few men left in the country to do the work. So women had to take over the men's factory jobs. Many people thought that a woman couldn't do a man's job. The women proved them wrong. A boy collecting scrap metal to help in the war effort. A farming couple holding a folded American flag, symbolizing the death of their son in a war. Here's a close-up of Rosie the Riveter. And below that is a war poster saying, "We can do it." And that woman in the picture represents Rosie the Riveter. Riveting is a man's job that requires muscle strength. Below, you can see the mother holding a folded American flag. It looks like a triangle of cloth. She's holding that in her arms. It was presented to her at her son's funeral. Below is a statue of a paratrooper jumping out of an airplane. A paratrooper is a soldier who attacks from the air by parachuting out of an airplane to land on the ground and fight in enemy territory. On the monument, you can see it says, "Lest we forget those who are serving." "Lest we forget" uses an old English word that we still use today in formal situations. This phrase means that this monument was created to prevent us from forgetting them, or for fear that we might forget what they did for us. For example, LOOP members must practice their English often, lest they quickly forget everything they have learned. From this park at the end of town, we proceeded through a covered bridge that led us down to the Missouri River. Along the river is a restaurant and some more statues. The monument below is called Labor. It depicts a group of steel workers pouring molten iron through a series of cascading ladles. The figures are about 8 feet tall. Far behind this monument, you can see a pedestrian bridge that goes across the river. The state of Nebraska is on the left side of the river, and the state of Iowa is on the right side of the river. I will show you more about this bridge later. Below is a closer view of the Labor Monument. The man below is called a blacksmith. He has two basic tools, a hammer and an anvil. He has one hammer in his hand and another hammer at the base of the anvil. The anvil is the large iron shape at his knee. He heats up a piece of iron until it is glowing red. Then he places the red-hot iron on the anvil and beats it with a heavy hammer to shape the metal. This is how metal shapes were made in the old days, such as tools, rods, machine parts, swords, knives, and horseshoes. It is hot, sweaty work. To protect him against hot metal burns, he wears a leather apron that covers the front of his body from chest to knees. Shown below is the side of the monument that faces the river. You can see two light-colored horizontal marks on the slanted I-beam. These are flood marks. In 2011,